hell's up with your hair?
Can you not touch my hair? I was an outlet.
Like an actual plug or like a plug? I tested positive and I want to test again because I have to go on a cruise tomorrow. An idiot, dude. Yeah, she's an idiot.
People are weird.
All right, let's take this pre-shot before I get bored of you.
What is it? Do I want something from McDonald's?
Sheba's supposed to be the Doge killer. Get the acorns app. No one, because you're the first person I brought it up to.
Then ask questions, like always. So shush. Should we do trick-or-treat, since that was the late?
You believe that? Kid from Oakland running around believing in fairy tales.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 71 and another Happy Hour Some Damn podcast, the podcast where participation is optional but responsibly encouraged.
Bartender, I'm gonna need a round of Henny immediately, like immediately. Let's get turned, this motherfucker.
I am that host you love to toast, DC.
My BS meter is at an all-time high.
Joining me, as always, my partner in podcast, that host you all love to ghost. We got Aaliyah.
Hey, guys.
You know the fucking vibes.
Dude, so I don't know what happened, but when I published the last episode, it doesn't have you in the intro.
Oh, you just cut me out?
Like, it says me saying my partner in podcast and all that, Aaliyah. But then it doesn't have you saying anything and it doesn't have your soundbite. I'm like, what the hell happened? So I was confused. But I was like, I'm going to go back and fix it, all right? But yes, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning into this episode 71. For the next hour or so, we'll be talking about viral TikTok videos, subreddits, and in the process, we make it a happy hour. But yes, so if you would like to join us, please grab something to drink. Cheers.
Round one.
By the way, we hope you guys had a wonderful Halloween. But we're going to start with a Halloween video that was posted on TikTok. And it's about this little girl who, I'm sure when have you ever gone trick-or-treat? I'm assuming you've been trick-or-treating before, Aaliyah, when you're younger. Mm-hmm. Have you ever come across a house that will have a bowl of candy because they don't want to actually give it out to people, and they'll say, please take one, or just take one, something like that?
Yep.
Yeah. So this is what this TikTok is about. It's about this little girl who came across one of these bowls, and like a good little girl, she just took maybe like two or three, but
get all of it. Take everything that was in there. Mm-mm.
Huh? I just take a little bit because
I can't walk anything on.
They've already been here. Okay? Pick all of it up. Okay, come on. Carry your bowl.
All right, so if you couldn't hear that, this little girl grabs two or three pieces of candy because it only says to take one. And then her dad shouts to her, did you grab all of it? And she says, no. And he crawls, I don't know why he's like, not really crawling, but he's crouched down and walking over. And he grabs the bowl, takes like three handfuls and puts it in her bag. And she says, daddy, don't take all of it. Save some for the other trick-or-treaters. And this was only about 7 p.m. at night. And it's weird because usually it would be the parent who tries to set a good example for their kid, but in this instance, it's the little girl who's kind of telling her dad what's the right thing to do.
I was always the type to grab a couple. Maybe if it said one, I'll take three. Mm-hmm. If it says grab a couple, I'll take five. But I would never just leave it empty.
Like, I would understand, like older kids, like, who are kind of greedy and just take a bunch. But usually they wouldn't have their parents with them. But the fact that it's the parent who's encouraging her daughter to grab a bunch. I don't know if it's because he's greedy himself, or he's like, he wants to end the Halloween trick-or-treating earlier so he could just go home.
Parents should be teaching the child, especially at that age, because she looked like, what?
I'll say four or five.
Yeah.
No, three, maybe? I don't know.
3 to 5. Sharing is caring, and take what is asked of.
Do you think the person who recorded it on the Ring was still awake, or they just saw the video the next morning?
I feel like they were up, but they weren't looking at it. Because you don't, do you, does you, like, I don't have a Ring. Do you have a Ring?
I do not.
Like, you'd have to look onto the app to see who's there.
I don't know. So if you saw this in real time, would you go outside and say something?
I just told you. I wouldn't go outside.
But I would talk through the Ring. Excuse me, put some back.
I said a couple, not handfuls. You're saying you would go outside?
I might. Because what's he going to do? He's going to pick a fight with me in front of his daughter?
There are parents that has. That would.
Then he'd be a jerk for that. All right, speaking of bad parenting, our favorite subreddit, Am I the Asshole?
Of course.
25-year-old mother doesn't understand why her retired parents don't want to watch her kids 3 times a week. I have 2 children, my son and my daughter. Raising 2 children, children at a young age has been really difficult. However, I was able to graduate from college with a good degree and start a career that I am happy with. Despite this, the struggle of trying to juggle the responsibility of looking after my kids and focusing on my career is stressful, to say the very least. My fiance also works full-time, which only compounds the issue. Up until now, my parents have been watching my children on Saturday nights so me and my fiance can have time to ourselves. My parents are retired. When she demanded her parents babysit her 2 children more often, the requests didn't go very well. I was recently offered a promotion at work. While I enjoy my new position, it involves me working more hours, which only makes my home life more difficult. I told my parents that I'd really appreciate it if they could watch my kids on Tuesday and Thursday nights as well, so as to alleviate my stress levels. However, they refused, saying that they're doing more than enough by looking after my kids on a Saturday night. We had an argument after this where my parents threatened to stop watching my kids on Saturday night. This annoyed me, and I responded by saying that if they're going to put me in a compromising position, then they're not going to come to my wedding. Oh, I assumed she was married already. We haven't spoken since, and I've had to look after my kids on Saturday night, which has been stressful for both me and my fiance. I feel that since they're retired, there's nothing wrong with asking them to pull their weight more and help me out with my kids. Am I missing something?
I don't like a lot of the phrases that she's putting.
Like
she demanded them to babysit and that they should pull the weight because, one, that's not their children. They raised you. They're done after that. They're retired. They don't want to raise anyone else. I don't know. I just don't like it. I don't like both of them.
Like, the point of them being, when you're retired, you should be able to enjoy it. Not to say that they don't enjoy spending time with their grandkids, but they're already done raising you, and maybe she has siblings as well. So this is their time to enjoy retirement, like for them to spend time together instead of with her kids. I mean, like, if they already agreed to babysit once a week, and, you know, like, some people don't even have grandparents that can do this for them. And if anything, like, if it's really that much of an issue, she can go ahead and, like, hire a babysitter. But you can't just demand your parents to babysit your kids, because those are your kids. Like, it should be your responsibility to raise them, right?
Yes, I agree with that. And it's not like it's hard to find a babysitter, is it? I don't know. I don't have kids.
I don't think so. I'm sure
there's
apps.
I said there's apps.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I don't know any, but yeah, there should be.
I don't know, like, to the point where they wouldn't, she wouldn't invite her parents to her wedding.
You're really going to give your parents an ultimatum? Like, what kind of person are you? Commenters are on the same side. calling her entitled and ungrateful. These are your kids, not your parents. This is ridiculous. It's your job as a parent to take care of the kids. Like you say that your job is stressful, and like she got a promotion, which took up more hours. But before she took that promotion, knowing that there's more hours, she should have figured out, okay, maybe I should discuss this with my boyfriend and my parents to see if they'd be willing to take more of a load in washing the kids. If not, then maybe taking this promotion isn't the best thing to do at this moment. And if you're not willing to put in those hours with the kids, you should have thought about that before having kids.
It sounds like their job.
Yeah. And I mean, she's still fairly young. She's 25. Before even having that second kid, like, she should have thought about how much time it would take or whatever. Because if both of you have these time-consuming jobs, you shouldn't be having kids if you're not able to give them the time that they require. Oh, yeah. You know what that means. Tell them, DJ.
Another one.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And if you have to ask that question, am I the asshole? You probably are.
No.
You probably are. No?
No, most of the time they're not the asshole.
Such as? Can you give me a flashback to something?
Photography. Photographer.
Oh, true. Wife, photographer. Okay.
Wife that wanted to, that didn't want to cook for the sister-in-law.
I guess it's mostly the other way around.
It's very rare that there is actually an asshole.
What if I told you with $175 that you'll be able to have two meals every day for the year?
I can see that.
Can you see that? All right, here, I just did the math for you. So let's say $175 divided by 365 days, that would equal to 48 cents a day. Do you think you can make 48 cents a day work for you?
I cannot.
Food-wise, no. Exactly.
I can't even make 50 cents work.
But this is exactly what this man did. He only spent $175 and was able to eat twice a day for a year. How? He bought a season pass at Six Flags Great America, which costs about $65. I didn't know season passes had add-ons, but he added a dining option, which is $110. And with that add-on, you get two meals and a snack. This guy went there twice a day, and he had a well-paying job too, but he did this as a way to save a lot of money because this guy is actually an electrical engineer. But luckily his work was nearby to Six Flags. By doing this, he was able to save thousands of dollars. He was able to pay off his student loans and save up for his wedding. So if you live near enough to a Six Flags, knowing what this guy did, would you be willing to do the same to save that much money?
I have some questions first. Okay. About the
past. What's your first question?
Does this include parking? And since he has a pass, is there like a rapid line?
What do you mean a rapid line?
Like, is there a different line from the regular people where I can get in faster?
I have no idea. I haven't gone to Six Flags in I don't know how long. But does that really matter?
Yes, because if it's busy and it takes me 30 minutes to find parking and another 30 minutes just to get in, then it's not worth my time. And then another 30 minutes to go to the food place and get my food.
What if your where you live or where you work is like a 10 to 15 minute walk, so you don't have to worry about parking? Plus you can get your snack first, which is at the front.
No, it's not.
So they have snack stands all over the place.
But I don't know, that feels like a lot of work to me. I'd rather just go to a fast food spot.
A little more backstory. So he started doing this since 2014, and he's been doing this for the past 6 years.
Dang. So
that equals to about 2,000 meals, which is about 50 cents per meal. And his savings was able to, as I said earlier, his student loans and also buy a house. At first, the only thing that he really got to eat were burgers and fries and pizza, which sounds about right because they didn't have a variety of things back then. But over time, they started to include tri-tip sandwiches, carne asada salads, and also vegan options.
You think that it's just him doing these meals or now he's bringing his wife into it? Like, oh, we can save so much. Just eat here.
Well, I don't know if her, because maybe she doesn't work as close to the park as he does, or maybe her schedule kind of conflicts with it as well. So, but I mean, if they're able to do it as a couple, they would save a lot of money. But if he's done this for the past 6 years and it was $175 per year, that's $1,050 over the course of 6 years.
Dang.
Think about spending only $1,050 for 6 years of food. That's crazy. Because think about it. Let's say you ate a Popeye's chicken sandwich once a day for a year, which is, I think a sandwich is like $3.99, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you ate that every day for a year, that would already be more than how much he spent in 6 years. That would be $1,000, $456.35.
I still don't think I would do it. Would you?
Yeah, I would have to live really nearby, or my work has to be really close as well, because I wouldn't go out of my way to do this. But this answers your question. It does include free parking.
I don't know. I'd rather enjoy my foods than get different ones. I mean, same ones.
Dang. So apparently after this article came out, Six Flags was like, damn, that's one big loophole. So, well, not all of them have changed their policy, but Six Flags Magic Mountain now has it at, with the food add-on, you get 50% off almost all food and drink. And that's for $505 a year versus him spending $175
a year. Dang, so he messed it up for everyone.
Well, I mean, but if you found something good, like, I feel like it's always nice to share it with other people to try. Cheers.
Yeah. See, now he can't enjoy it anymore.
Another one.
So speaking of, all right. So his meal plan included two meals, a drink, and a snack. One snack that I wish that were available at amusement parks are none other than delicious Pop-Tarts. Parent company of Pop-Tarts, Kellogg's, is facing a $5 million lawsuit over misleading marketing. So you may ask yourself, how the hell does Pop-Tarts mislead you? Well, according to this lady, I hate people who do these stupid lawsuits just to get a quick buck. Like, obviously, this thing is artificial. Look at it. Does that look like real strawberries? You know. Like, it's going to be minimal strawberry. The strawberry frosting, you think there's a lot of strawberry in there? No, it has fucking sprinkles on it, dude. It's not going to have a lot of real strawberries. And the strawberry filling will be minimal as well because it just has a bunch of different types of sugar in there, you idiot.
And preservatives.
But I always like the Pop-Tarts with no frosting on it more.
Yeah, I feel like the fillings is sweet enough.
Plus, I don't like frosting that's solid. Frosting needs to be soft.
Is no, because that's toasted strudels. The one where it's a pastry, puff pastry, and you warm it up, and then they have it with the frosting on the side, and you just drizzle.
Toaster strudels.
Okay, so that's not the same.
Did you know that Gretchen Wiener's father is the creator of toaster strudels? Do you understand that reference?
No.
Do you know who Gretchen Wieners is?
Yeah, from Mean Girls.
Yeah, and in the movie, she says that her father created toaster strudels. One gotta go. Pop-Tarts, Eggo waffles, toaster strudels. I don't know, pick between those three.
You said that Pop-Tart, Eggo waffles, toasted strudels.
What is that?
I was looking at the Pop-Tart. I couldn't think of it in my head. I would get rid of the Pop-Tart.
What? How dare you?
What?
Between those two toaster strudels, dude. They're not timeless like Pop-Tarts and Eggo waffles.
But it's soft. I'd rather have something soft than something.
Yeah, but Pop-Tarts and waffles have stood the test of time. People still talk about it. All right, where are we? We're on Power Hour.
Yes, we are.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I love Pop-Tarts. I wish they were healthy. Did I ever talk to you about the food truck cupcakes?
What you were trying to do for Outside Lands?
No. What is wrong with you? It was the very first cupcake food truck in the Bay, and they had the best cupcakes ever. I never liked cupcakes until I tried them. And then they opened up their own actual bakery, and they had Pop-Tarts, and their Pop-Tarts were hella good. They made like traditional snacks, but they made them from scratch. They made them themselves. They had Twinkies too. They did these chocolate chip sea salt cookies, which was probably the best cookie I ever had. But then they ended up closing down, which is sad. It was called Stateside. Huh?
Is that the one with the pink truck?
No, it was white. It was white with polka dots on it.
Oh.
I think it had polka dots. I don't remember. All right, what were we talking about? We're talking about Pop-Tarts, right?
Yes.
Pop-Tarts are something you would usually eat for breakfast or like a quick snack. But one food that you would eat as an actual meal are something that's very popular called chicken wings. But this one woman found something in her chicken wing order that she wasn't really expecting. Something that you don't normally get with your chicken wings. It wasn't a side of celery or carrots. It wasn't the dipping sauce. She reached into her container of chicken wings, and what she pulled out was a chicken head. Dun dun dun. How would you react if you found a chicken head in your chicken wings?
I feel like I would scream. And I'd say, what the fuck? What is this?
I don't think her reaction is legit. I think she said this just for the article. I bit into a wing and, you know, all was fine. I picked up the second wing and all of a sudden I'm like, why is the shape weird? You would not say, why is the shape weird? You can automatically tell it's a damn chicken head if you pick it up, right? Even if you look at this thing, it freaking has fur on it still and a beak.
What would I do? I would like touch it.
That's what he told me.
Shut up. And I'll be like,
wow, that's dirty.
This is why I don't want to say anything to you.
Go ahead.
And I'd say, oh, hell no. And then I'll go, nope. I don't even think I would look like pick it up. I think I would just peek in my head.
Okay. Would you be more likely to eat this chicken head if you were really hungry or if you were really drunk?
Like on a scale of like one day of not eating and 5 days, where am I at?
You went an entire day without eating a thing and dinner came around 8 p.m. This was your first meal of the day. And one of your friends was eating a container of chicken wings and they only had one left and it was the head. And you're like, Aaliyah, do you want this? Would you eat it? Podcast.
No, the head does not contain a lot of meat.
That's not what.
Wow, that's dirty.
Would I eat it drunk? On a scale of drunk, am I like a 5 shots in, or at like?
We're talking Aaliyah stumbling drunk.
Oh,
but before you answer the question, let's take this drink. Cheers.
Another one.
Dang, how will I eat it though? I might just eat it. Just because I wouldn't know what it is.
I would eat it. I think I'm more likely to eat it if I was hungry. If I don't eat anything throughout the whole day, and this is the first thing I'm eating at night, I'd be like, fuck it, dude. I'm hungry. I'll eat it. Just dip it in a thing of ranch. Go to town on it.
Like the whole thing, bones and all?
There's no bone in the head, bro.
Yes, there is. How is it looking like that?
Where?
Keeping its shape.
Oh, that's just how it is?
I said, if you look at a chicken skeleton, it's a bone.
Whatever, man. I turned it, and whatever I seen, whenever I seen the beak and the eye, I threw it and I screamed. That's some bad grammar speaking wise. Like, that sounds like you. I turned it, and whenever I seen the beak. Come on, dude.
I turned it, and whenever I seen the beak. And so she's seen it many times.
She should have said, I turned it, and when I saw the beak, I threw it and screamed. Come on, bro. So we're in, like, disbelief at this point. I had to post it. Either the person who wrote this is an idiot, or she doesn't know how to speak properly. No. I had to post it. Because it's not every day you open your wing container and get a chicken head instead of just one of the wings. At least it's a chicken part.
Isn't that wrong there?
This is brought to you by some place called Old School Pizza. Pizza places usually have decent wings. Not amazing, but decent.
Sometimes I just want the wings. Their wings.
At a chicken spot?
No, at a pizza spot.
I just said a chicken pizza spot.
It's that chicken spot.
Never, dude.
I can't wait for you to re-listen to this. You said chicken spot.
If I'm wrong, I'm just gonna edit it out.
You asshole.
All right, let's keep the food talk going. All right. One famous burger joint on the West Coast that is a favorite among a lot of people in the Bay Area is under a little hot water. What place we talking? We talking In-N-Out. Everybody out here loves In-N-Out, right? A good old double-double, some animal fries, Neapolitan shake, extra spread on the side. Come on, what are we talking about here? Because obviously their fries are still ass and you need the spread to make it worth it. But yes, In-N-Out is under a little heat.
Because
with today's climate, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have noticed that many restaurants are now requiring people who are dining in to provide proof of vaccination. And In-N-Out is not following these mandates. They refuse to do so because, according to their CEO, we refuse to become the vaccination police for any government. So instead of caving into this mandate, they said, fuck that. We won't do indoor dining. We'll just do drive-through. So we'll just lose business instead of doing this. What the hell's wrong with them, man? But when I heard this story, I was like, okay, whatever, dude. In-N-Out, as much as I love you guys, Shake Shack it is. And shout out to the Bay because True Burger it is. Best burger in the Bay. Yada da dookie. You still haven't tried it, huh?
No, I have not.
Well, freaking DoorDash it, dude. Or Uber Eats. I know you have Uber Eats.
That's true, but I haven't used it since the last time we ordered.
Do you have a Uber Pass?
No, why would I get an Uber Pass?
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
They're so expensive. That was still.
Well, if you do it at least once a week, it's worth it.
The pass?
Yeah.
Really?
Because it's usually $10 a month? And the delivery is usually like at least $3. So if you're doing it once a week, 3 times 4, that's $12. So you're saving like $2. But if you do it more than that, you save more. Come on, dude, do the math. You know what I mean, DJ Khaled?
Another one.
Cheers. With In-N-Out taking a stand here. Does this change your stance about them? Are you going to eat them less or about the same?
I don't eat them at all. So
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
What were we talking about? We were talking about was the chicken head the last thing we talked about?
Yes.
All right, chicken head for dinner. Chicken wings are a popular thing that people like to get delivered for dinner or lunch or whenever you're feeling hungry. You know, people like chicken wings. But let's talk about this other person who got something delivered while she was at a restaurant. So this 19-year-old, this comes from our favorite subreddit, Am I the Asshole?
Yep.
Am I the Asshole? I don't have any dietary restrictions that I know of, but I usually hate most things I eat. My family went out to a hibachi restaurant and forced me to come with them.
What's a hibachi restaurant?
What's a hibachi? Like the Japanese restaurants where they cook in front of you?
Oh, I want to go there.
Yeah. You've never been to a hibachi restaurant?
No.
If you go to the one in Berkeley, I forgot, Hana, Japan, if you go there on your birthday, your meal is free.
What? Your birthday passed already.
Then for instead of a cake, they do a little pineapple thing with candles. It's kind of cool. Cheers.
Have you done it?
The hibachi. I don't know if I've gone on my birthday. I know I've been there on my older sister's birthday and my mom's birthday. Cheers.
Another one.
I complained that I'd hate it, and my mom said I should try it because I might like it, and because she's been letting me live off chicken nuggets and instant ramen for too long. But I really don't like most other foods. So I had some Burger King delivered to the hibachi place and ate it while the rest of my family enjoyed their hibachi. I thought you can't have outside food at a restaurant.
I think you just have to ask for permission, honestly. I feel like if she didn't try it, and that was a bad
asshole.
Yeah. But if she did try it and she didn't like it, then she ate it, then okay, I understand. Like, at least she tried it.
I don't know, I'm kind of on the fence on this. Because if she insisted to her mom that she's not going to like it, but she forced her to try it anyways, then she can't be too upset that her daughter would do something like this.
Yeah.
But if I was working at this restaurant, I wouldn't allow it. Be like, nah, if you want to eat your Burger King, you got to go outside. You can't eat it at the dining area. That's disrespectful to the hibachi chef. Unless you're going to have them throw it on the grill, chop it up, and make noises with it.
So you think she just got nuggets?
At Burger King? That's the last thing you want to get is their nuggets.
That's what she said. She said she lived off nuggets and cup noodle.
Yeah, but if she's going to get Burger King, she probably got a burger or a chicken sandwich and fries. I remember the first time that I went to a hibachi restaurant. It was for my cousin, and because my cousin and my mom have the same birthday, so we took them out. And there's a trick where if you order shrimp, they'll cut off the tail, and then the chef will either toss the tail into the top of his hat, or he'll have one of the customers open up if they have a shirt pocket to open it up and toss it into their pocket.
What?
So he tried to do that to my cousin, and he hit him in the face with it.
Did your cousin laugh it off? Or he like,
Yeah, he laughed it off. You would pick it up and eat it.
Don't even. That's something you would do.
I don't eat shrimp tails unless it's deep fried.
Well, you can try something new.
No, dude, that's too rough.
Do I eat the shrimp? No, I don't eat the shrimp tail when it's deep fried. I eat the shell. I mean, I eat the shell if it's a seafood boil. Do you like seafood boil?
I do. But it's not a place that I go to often, and I don't find myself craving it. One gotta go Korean, Japanese, Chinese, Vietnamese. So what is your two favorite dishes at a Chinese food place?
Wonton soup. I guess it's chow fun, huh? Chow fun is Chinese.
Wonton soup and chow fun. And then Vietnamese, we got pho and banh mi sandwiches.
I forgot that was in that category.
And then Japanese, we got sushi and ramen.
Okay.
And then Korean, we have...
For Korean, I would put Korean fried chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. That. I would either put japchae or rice cakes, spicy rice cakes.
Oh, what about the freaking, like, the seafood pancakes?
Oh.
Shit.
I like that. I tried to make it myself. That was not fast enough.
All right, so seafood pancakes and Korean fried chicken. All right, so one gotta go. Yeah, who's getting the boot?
I can't get rid of Korean. That's my favorite. I'm gonna go with Chinese.
Whoa. I can't get rid of Chinese food, dude. I might have to do Vietnamese.
I can't get rid of bunnies. I have one every week.
Because I can't name, okay, other than bun mi sandwiches, pho, and vermicelli, I don't eat any other Vietnamese foods.
Egg rolls?
I could live with, dude, I could get egg rolls from a Chinese spot.
I didn't mean to say egg rolls. I meant to say spring rolls.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you mean the ones that are wrapped in the rice paper?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good, but we have something similar in Filipino food, fresh lumpia. And I'm not getting rid of freaking, because Chinese food, I got to have my crab rangoons, my honey walnut shrimp, my lemon chicken, fried rice, chow mein. Come on. No, that's a no-brainer. I can't get rid of that. I'm not getting rid of sushi, ramen, udon, teriyaki stuff. Come on, bro. Tempura fried stuff. Come on.
I cannot.
And then Korean, the fried chicken is just insane. And then the pancake things. Oh my. You know what? So it would be a toss up between Korean and Vietnamese for me. Because right now I don't really eat too much Korean either.
Oh, I have two recipe books so I cannot ignore that. Have you ever had Vietnamese crepes? It's not crepes, but that's what they call it.
Does it look more like a pancake?
Yeah, it's very thinly.
Thinly is not a word. Wait, that is a word. No, thinly. It's not.
Like this?
Which is the, which Asian cuisine makes like these little pancake things?
You gotta be more specific because I can list a lot of them in different.
No, you can't. So you said what? You said Chinese like an idiot?
You said Korean or Vietnamese like a dummy.
Other than bun mi sandwiches, I can live without the rest.
I cannot live without pho. Pho is a lifestyle.
No, it's not. You still got ramen and udon. You got many replacements.
Because
it's not the same. It's better. What would an episode be like if we don't discuss the latest Karen? See, I feel like calling someone a Karen is becoming more and more broad. They're just looking for different reasons to call someone that name. So TikTok has a video of the latest Karen.
This Karen bitch in this car right here literally just put a purse down in front of the door at Chili's before it opens so that she's first in line. And I'm thinking about going up there and snatching that motherfucker and driving off. There's Karen. Hi, Karen. Go get your purse. If I rob you, bitch.
I thought a Karen is someone who does like, who's like kind of like a snitch.
I feel like Karen are the ones that make a public outcry.
So would you consider this lady a Karen?
No, I just think they're rude.
I don't know if that's rude. I just think that's stupid. Like, okay, let's say she did that and I walked in front of her purse. What's she going to say? My purse is there saving my spot in line? No, it's not. Your purse does not save a spot in line. If I want to be the first one in this Chili's to get those baby back ribs, then you need to go. You can be second in line. But I don't know why you would want to be first in line on the damn Chili's. It's not like, does it matter if you're first? You don't get a prize. I guess you'll get your food before the next customer, but if you're that much in a hurry to get food, like, why would you go to a dine-in spot? If you were in this position, would you just let her be, or would you do something?
I wouldn't care, because I wouldn't want to be the first one at a restaurant. I would want other people to walk in front of me first.
I think I would just step in front of her purse just to make a point that you're stupid for doing that. I would look at her, look at the purse, and step in front of the purse and stand there. See what she says. Excuse me, my purse is saving my spot in line.
Nisha actually say that?
I think she'll say something if she's dumb enough to do this. I'll be like, nah, dude, if I'm willing to stand in line and you're not, then I'm first in line and you're second.
Or am I? And ha ha ha. What was I going to say?
Is Chili's the one who has a queso dip that's delicious? I think it might be them. A warm queso dip.
As I told you, I only remember the fried pickles. Dude, when I went to Reno, we went to this spot where they had fried pickles, but instead of selling the fried pickles as, you know, they usually cut into the
circular. Cut into halves? What? How dare they? You can't give me a half a fried pickle.
No, they cut it into, was it fours?
That's hella tiny.
Or threes, because they gave us six.
But they're cut into thirds?
Yeah, like it's the whole pickle.
Oh, a whole pickle.
Yeah.
So it's like a big thing that's deep. I don't know if I would like that. That's not the same.
It was cool, but it was hard to eat.
I started following some account on TikTok that just posts a bunch of Karens. I don't like how on TikTok you can't block a certain account from appearing on your feed.
Why? Why do you want to block someone?
Because I don't like it. There's this one account. It's this guy. And I don't know if it's his girlfriend or his wife. She has like a really thick, I think it's a Vietnamese accent. And then they just make these funny videos or whatever. And I don't find it entertaining at all. So I want to block them. But they keep showing up on my feed. Like I keep clicking not interested. But then I'll see another one.
Is it like you've never seen the husband before?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
That one's not funny.
Yeah, I kind of find her annoying too.
Is she Vietnamese?
Yeah, she's small.
I guess. There's nothing near her to compare her to. I think so.
Yeah, I watched it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Another one.
Give me your take on this. My wife is a disaster in the kitchen. She leaves a huge mess behind after she's done with cooking. She uses a zillion utensils, even to make a coffee. Today, she said she learned this new recipe from her mom and went into the kitchen to prepare it. When she was done, it turned out to be vodka pasta. It tasted horrible because she added an entire bottle of vodka. She also put too much salt, and it ended up tasting like salt with pasta on the side rather than pasta seasoned with salt. So I told her to make whatever she wants only for herself and never for me, and also to clean up the kitchen after she's done cooking. To add, I've always cooked for us ever since we got married. I don't even mind cooking for her. She has no reason to cook for both of us. She says she wants to learn to cook, so I told her to make herself food, and I'll taste a bit to tell her where she could do better. I work as a chef at a restaurant, and I work nearly 12 hours a day, so I have just enough time to get as much work done as possible at home and then go to sleep. When my wife cooks, the food turns out inedible and it ends up in the trash. Ladies and gentlemen, am I the asshole?
I don't think so.
Is she the asshole?
No, I just feel like there's just a bad cook in the relationship.
So if you're in his position, what action would you take?
Damn.
Podcast.
I would stop. I feel like, I don't know, would I offer cooking classes? Not from me, but from someone else.
You think she would accept that? I think she would be offended.
But she's still learning. So I feel like she'd be like, okay, maybe I should take his words into consideration. He is a chef and my husband.
I mean, it seems like he already established from the beginning that she can cook whatever she wants for herself and he'll taste it and let her know what needs improvement. So I don't think he's in the wrong for that. And the fact that he already let her know that he doesn't want to really eat what she cooks. I don't think he's an asshole for that. I mean, nobody wants to eat food that's disgusting, like, on a nightly basis.
I mean, what, do you think the wife is in the wrong? Is there anything else to add on to this? Like, did he say anything else?
Well, I don't know if she's, like, really pushing him to eat it. It doesn't say anything about that. If she was, like, pushing him or guilt-tripping him into eating her food, then she would be an asshole, but it doesn't mention anything about that. I always understood that, like, if you're not the person who's cooking, that you should be the one cleaning up. But if she does always leave a mess, and it's not, if she's just cooking for herself, then he shouldn't have to clean up after her.
No, I agree that he shouldn't clean, but I feel like everyone should just clean after themselves. Like, when I cook, I don't expect anyone to clean after me.
He makes it sound like that she cooks a lot. He should kind of recommend to her, like, you know, if you're trying to cook something new for the first time, just make a little bit, just enough for you to try it and, like, have a little bit of a meal to yourself instead of cooking a bunch and leaving a huge ass mess, you know?
You know, the ingredients wise, it's usually like 2 servings, right? 1 to 2.
Of what?
Servings per person.
Depends on how much you make. Cheers. We'll do one more after.
Another one.
I want a sandwich.
Okay. So speaking of making food, making a mess, this man who goes by the name of...
No, I don't think they mention it.
Jumaine Wei is his YouTube name. He only has 2 videos.
He tried to get poppin'. That's why he did it.
So he made 2 videos and that's it. All right, so this guy got fired from Subway because he made a complete mess just for content on his videos. And this is what he says. Unfortunately, I'm a content creator, so I create controversial videos. When you say you create controversial videos, wouldn't you assume that they've made more than 2 videos at that point?
Yeah.
But that was actually his first YouTube video that he posted, so you can't say that you've made controversial videos when that was your first post. So I create controversial videos to be able to potentially monetize my audience on YouTube and other social media platforms. Oh, okay. So he has 11 different channels. One dedicated, like, food, fitness, financial investments. Oh, crap. Yeah, he has a bunch. Holy but as shit. far as content dealing with controversial food or whatever, he only has 2. In this video, he can be seen throwing the all the bins of vegetables on the floor, pulling out the bread trays and just dropping them on the floor, laying out deli meat on the toilet seats, all just to post on his YouTube. But there's no real, it's not really content when there's no backstory or no content. Like, what's the content of it? It's just him doing it, but he's not saying anything. So I was just pissed because he was wasting a lot of food and it can't be used anymore, dude. Putting meat on a toilet seat? Okay, so he got fired for that, but do you think at the end of that shift, he cleaned it up and then he got fired the next day when they saw the video? Or you think he just left that mess and then tried to come back to work and then got fired?
No, I think he would... Oh, I would have hope in humanity that he did clean it up, because that's just dirty. You think he'd just leave it there?
Well, if he's supposedly making controversial videos.
I hope he cleaned it up, because that was messy. But then, like, okay, so he's night shift. He'd have to clean it up the next day either way.
I don't understand why that video would get so many views.
Just because it's just that, like, oh. But I don't even think that's a lot of views.
What would you consider a lot of views?
Like, when it hits the double digits, then I consider it a lot of views.
I feel like if you have this amount of channels, how can you focus on, I don't know, don't you think you need to at least focus on one in order to build a large following and then branch out instead of just creating a bunch of them.
I agree. He should have focused on one before doing the others.
Whatever, dude. I'm not even going to watch his video because I don't want to give him any shine. Last shot, that was the bell.
That was. Are we going to just chug it?
We are going to chug. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, last drink of the night. Don't forget to like, subscribe, repost, share, repost, retweet.
Just repost.
Oh, yeah, dude, repost, you jackasses. No one reposts us, right? I've been saying that for the past few weeks. I haven't seen any reposts. Yeah. As we have fun doing this, but man, we need to make some money off this. Yeah. But yeah, so fucking repost us, you jerks. We'll end it here. As we always do at the end of every episode, like to remind you to please drink responsibly.
Shoot your shots and shoot often.
Kobe.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm a little bit intoxicated.
I respect it.
I'm drinking responsibly.
And some damn podcast is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. All thanks to you.